Something wicked is coming this way, and only fools are ignoring the signs. So it's time you became a financial prepper like thousands of others. Gold can travel anywhere. It's international. It's its own currency. Allocate to gold now, the timeless safe haven asset. Open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments to physically hold coins and bars, and let real, tangible gold, not just paper, save your portfolio as the economy burns again. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA. Just use the promo code GOLD to claim your free coin and secure your family's financial future. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Responsible for the views, actions, statements, or opinions of its guests, advertisers, or even its viewers. The information contained in this program is not to be construed as medical or legal advice. An appearance on this platform is not necessarily an endorsement, but as always, we encourage you to do your own research. Enjoy the show. Good afternoon, Patriots, and welcome back to another episode of Occam's Razor. Hope you guys are having a lovely day. Man, it was tough to determine what to title the show today. We've got a lot of news. Looks like the Queen is probably dead. I think a lot of people already expected that for a long time, but the important thing is they're announcing it today. We've also got a Democrat politician in Las Vegas who has been arrested for murdering a journalist. Pretty much per the usual, typical Democrat behavior. We've got some good news on efforts to shore up our elections. More woke propaganda coming from the Biden administration. The typical stuff. Thanks for being here, guys. Don't forget to like and share the broadcast. Help us by getting it out there on your favorite social media platform. Make sure you're following both Abe and I on all of our relevant platforms. And sit back, relax, and grab your popcorn, because we're going to be right back after this. All right, welcome back to the show, everyone. Thank you for being here. Abe, how are you doing today, bud?
Another day. This is another Thursday. I'm glad to be here with you guys. Hope all is well out there. Quick offer of apologies for last week. I got some feedback that several were upset with my use of profanity. I apologize for that. There's a lot of happening out there. There's a lot of spiritual battles, a lot of battles that a lot of us who have been in this fight for a long time on the front lines are going through. And sometimes it's tough to hold back. So apologies to your audience. I will do my best to try to keep it clean. But other than that, man, another week. We're coming into the middle of September now, where I think you and I and a lot of us are anticipating a pretty steady, heavy flow of events going into the October here. And then a long battle through a month of election season going into a huge election in November. It's going to be a fun ride. It's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. And I think the evidence of elevated attacks, and I also see a lot more arguing.
Oh yeah.
There's a lot more bots and operatives trying to frame the debate and push people into more radical views again. So I see a lot of that happening out there as well, man. So attacks shall intensify, as our favorite anonymous one said.
You are absolutely right. Lisa last night, or maybe early this morning, she said, "What the hell is going on? It's like people are losing their minds." And it really does feel that. like that. You know, I feel like we have some very specific energy being directed at our movement, you know, whether it is through some sort of, you know, spell casting, or if it's directed energy weapons that are designed to raise the mood and anger people. You know, as an example, yesterday.
The Exodus from Burning Man, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. And so yesterday, I was doing Occam's Razor on my own, and somebody in the chat said, Justice John Roberts to retire. And I said, Justice John Roberts to retire? I said, better check that one out. I went and looked, and before I could even get to the fact check, somebody else in the chat said, no, it's not Justice John Roberts, it's his chief of staff. And I was like, oh, okay, kind of made a joke about it. It was my mom that said it. And I was like, great, mom, somebody's going to clip that out and then use that against me later on in the future. And somebody on Truth Social was like, I'm very disappointed in you for saying that yesterday, Red Pill. And, you know, here's the thing. Everybody's entitled to your own opinion, but we're doing a live show and we're interacting with the audience. And if we see something in the chat and we read it out and then say that we're going to fact check it, I don't see how anybody can come after me for that. I feel like that's a really ridiculously high bar. You look at any of these other programs in the conservative sphere, let's say Benny Johnson. OK, he's one guy with a camera and a microphone. But the man still has a staff, okay? He still has people writing for him. He still has people filming for him. It's not a one-man show. What you're seeing here, besides Abe being here with me, truly is a one-man program. I do everything, and so you got to give me a little bit of slack for having the, I don't know, you know, the desire to interact with the audience. I want to talk to the audience, and if somebody says something out there that is something I think we should look up, then we're going to go ahead and do it. I'm not going to second guess myself every time somebody writes something in the chat and I, you know, tell myself, you know, say out loud, well, you know, before I even comment on something that I'm not even going to tell you what it is, I'm going to go check to make sure before I can flame somebody for telling me something wrong. You know, even after that happened yesterday, there were people, still people, like all over Telegram saying, you know, John Roberts retires, John Roberts retires. You know, and it's like, I don't have time to go through and fact check a bunch of people. Everybody's going to figure it out for themselves. You know, I'm going to say what I say on the show. And hopefully people are going to have just a little bit of grace because that's something that's missing today, Abe. And unfortunately, I think that it's being forced upon us. Let me say this. I need to say thank you to Mitzi. Mitzi said yesterday, prayers for your back to get better. It is getting better, not quite there yet, but almost there. And then also, I need to say thank you over on Buy Me a Coffee. We had somebody who said, God bless, Zach, appreciate all you do. And then Oceanified just said hi. And then we have another thank you over here on Cash App, but I, for some reason, can't get back to it. So I wanted to begin, Abe, by...
On that topic, just to wrap that up into a nice bowl for you. We've seen this before, and it's often, you know, it happens in content creators' chats and things like that. It's kind of an attempt to discredit. It's like, you're not a good enough Christian because you use the F word. Like, it's kind of that same kind of mentality that is used. And we've seen this happen before where they'll have people in chat that'll say things like that that'll try to stir up the audience. You know what I'm saying? They'll try to get people to turn against the creator or distract from the message. So when you see those kind of tactics being used, you know that must be getting close to a boom of some kind. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I got the other thank you from Cash App. Amber said, really enjoyed the show. Please check the link I dropped. Amber, I don't have the ability. I don't know which chat you were in, first of all. But if you were on Rumble, then the chat disappears and I can't go back and see it. So do me a favor, send me an email and I'll be happy to check that link out for sure. But yeah, you know, I mean, I realize that these are high stress times. You know, I mean, not only are we fighting to save the nation, we are fighting against what has been for centuries perceived as an insurmountable foe. But we often, most of us in our personal lives, we have a lot of crap that we're dealing with. You know, I mean, like you see me and Abe on the air, and if we don't tell you what's happening in our lives, then you don't really know. Maybe, you know, you can divine that something is happening. But, you know, I'm not somebody to really talk about a lot of the behind the scenes personal stuff. You know, it's just who I am and how I do it. And I think that a lot of other people are much the same way. They're private people. You know, we want to talk about news and information. We want to kind of have this open dialogue where we discuss what's happening in the world. And we want to make the most of it, try to figure out what's happening. But I mean, you know, private things for me are like things that I share with people in my private life. I don't have a ton of people in my private life, but there are a couple of people that I feel like I can confide in. And if you go out on the air and you, you know, just lay yourself bare, people are going to take advantage of that. You know, I mean, people are going to come after you. I've already seen that myself. People in this movement being honest about what's happening in their lives, and people attack them for it. And I don't want to be that guy. And it makes it really difficult to try to find that balance between what do you say and, you know, what don't you say, you know? Yeah. So, you know, it's like, and this is why I love President Trump so much, why I give him so much credit. Because, you know, as much as we have gone through, as much as we're all going through in our personal lives, imagine being President Trump, having like the full weight, the full might of this machine coming after him 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You know, if I had to deal with as many investigations, Abe, as President Trump, or as many legal challenges as President Trump, I would have been bankrupt a long time ago. You know, I mean, can you imagine how many millions of dollars he spent just trying to defend his good name? And the man still maintains a demeanor and a disposition that is admirable. I love President Trump. I love the way he handles himself. You know, and he really brings it on social media. You know, he's not nasty. He's honest and he's funny. Okay. You know, like in his earlier today on Truth Social, he's talking about the Lincoln Project. He says the perverts and the lowlifes at the Lincoln Project are back on. Where else? Fox News. Remember, wasn't it the Lincoln Project that got busted for soliciting underage boys? One of those guys?
Why, yes, it was.
Yeah. And he says, I thought they ran away to the asylum after their last catastrophic campaign with charges made against them that were big time sleaze.
Wow.
And me getting many millions more votes in 2020 than I got in 2016. The Paul Ryan run Fox only has high standards for Trump ads, but not for anyone else. The perverts should not be allowed to false advertise, and Fox News should not allow it to happen. See you all in court.
Wow.
And here he is, taking it to him, bringing it to him. Okay, you want to F with the Don? Baby, you're going to find out. I love it. I absolutely love it.
I did too. I mean, you have to with these people. The thing is, you know, they're that sneaky little kid. You know what I mean? The one that was always kind of sneaking around, getting away with stuff, getting other people in trouble with stuff, and that's kind of who they are as an adult body. Anyway, I believe that the trauma that people experienced, maybe they didn't advance into adulthood, and so the kind of mentality that you have with these people is like that. So I love that President Trump uses that to trigger the hell out of them, because, you know, you got to jab them. You have to. You have to call them out for the truth of what they are. And that's really what this fight is about, right, at the foundation. If we continue that messaging of it, we really are trying to fight for future generations of our children, that they not be enslaved by this machine that we are enslaved in by now, right now. I mean, if you look at the world as it exists right now, I saw the dig about birth certificates coming back up again. I thought that was very interesting. And you know, the Britney Spears case, I think you should have
Liz Grogan is coming on the show here very soon. So we'll probably talk about her.
Britney Spears conservative case and the bigger implications of that I don't think a lot of Americans really understand about birth certificates and the corporation of America, and has the corporation of America been disbanded? That maybe that's part of the devolution story that we're missing. Maybe there is more happening behind the scenes with regards to that. So that discussion, I think, is an interesting one to make sure that we're starting to have out there. If you guys haven't done that conservatorship, Britney Spears, that a lot of people are like, look, E! Hollywood, not interested. That's kind of how I was with it. But I had a chance to talk with Liz about Britney's case and the conservatorship and the idea of kind of owning a person's life through conservatorship / you know, I guess if you have enough money and a person creates enough what's a work product, I guess, you know, if your human is a productive human and has created enough well worth for their existence, then very rich people can own that existence, so to speak. That kind of discussion, I think, should be start to be had more with the waking up community. Now that they're kind of looking around going, what in the world? It's an important discussion to have for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's a lot of ways that the system can be twisted and used against us. And I think Britney Spears is one of the most obvious examples of that. Not only did she likely grow up in some type of MKUltra, abuse mind control situation, but they did everything they could to keep her in that situation. The girl is damaged. Let's be honest. You know, I think she's blameless. You know, I mean, I think a lot of people automatically see somebody like that. You know, oh, they're famous and, you know, they've done all this stuff and therefore they're bad. But I think she's a victim. I think she's absolutely a victim. And I hope that she's able to successfully escape all of that for the rest of her life, because it seems like she just wants to have a family. You know, go ahead and do her. And hopefully she doesn't have to get subjected to that anymore. But, that kind of stuff is happening all around the world. It's happening especially in America right now. Obviously, there are major, major challenges to the Second Amendment going on right now. That's why I am a member of the Gun Owners of America. The NRA is cucked. If you find a case right now before the Supreme Court or anywhere else in district courts across the United States, you can bet that the Gun Owners of America probably have something to do with it. Abe, I wanted to bring this up, and I think this is an excellent time to do so. Also, I wanted to say thank you to Gaffer Anon for turning me on to the idea of Glock mag customizations, because I've recently started playing around. But Congress, recently they had this just insane 1,000% tax that they were trying to pass on what they call assault rifles, AR-15 rifles. And of course, it didn't pass. They were trying to use that reconciliation slip hole to slide it through. But now they're trying to get a 20% tax passed on manufacturers of AR-15s. And that's not just a 20% tax on the rifle itself. That is a 20% tax on all revenue brought in by a gun manufacturer. So let's say you're, Smith & Wesson or your Battle Arms Development, whatever it is, they're going to tax them 20%. So the cost of a rifle, if it was $1,000 before, it's going to go up at least $200. But they're going to have to make up a lot of revenue in a lot of different places. And of course, the entire idea is to make the cost of owning an AR-15 cost prohibitive. So then people aren't going to be able to afford it. I'm hoping that this doesn't pass. I'm hoping that this doesn't slip through, because it'll be catastrophic for the Second Amendment. And it's going to make the idea of gun ownership a fantasy for a lot of people out there. I mean, people are suffering right now. And they're doing it, in my opinion, to stop us from being able to exercise some of our most important rights. The fear of speaking out for fear that you're going to lose your job, or you're going to be persecuted, or the DOJ is going to come after you. The fear of not being able to afford to exercise your Second Amendment. Can you imagine? Bullets are already pretty expensive right now. They've come down a little bit, but certain calibers are a lot more expensive than others. And if you throw another 20% tax on top of that, that's bad. Not to mention the number of jobs that are going to be taken off the board entirely, because these manufacturers are probably going to cut costs. And the easiest way to do that is by firing employees that are not necessarily necessary. But there's a lot of negative ramifications that could come out from this. And I just want to suggest to everybody, not a sponsorship, but if you are not a member of a Second Amendment organization, I suggest that you join the Gun Owners of America, because they are quite literally on the front lines and doing more than anybody else, in my opinion, to ensure that our Second Amendment remains protected. That's something that we absolutely need to have happen.
Yeah, man, they do a great job. And if you watch Shooting Mag or any of those kind of early morning weekend shows, You can see them. They do a great job compared to other organizations. Mm-hmm. I'm much more optimistic with regards to it. When the debate is lost, slander becomes the weapon of losers. Mm-hmm. Except for in this case, lawfare becomes the weapon of losers, because they can't win the debate of ideas constitutionally or legally So what do? They wrap you up in the courts. And mm-hmm. so they're reduced to, I look at it as they're reduced to fighting battles in courts to try to get more restrictions on either ammo, weapons, call it a assault, call it whatever you want to call it. The Supreme Court rulings and even the lower court rulings in the Sixth Circuit recently in California are clear with regards to the Second Amendment. So legally, you know, our Second Amendment is probably never stronger than it's ever been. And coming up in the fall term here, there's another case that's going to come through. I think it's this fall term, if I remember correctly, or maybe it's an appellate court. I don't know. I'm kind of disconnected right now, but I'm pretty sure there's one more case upcoming that is also going to further strengthen the Second Amendment. So, you know, I look at it as a struggling, you know, whiny little brat, like, hey, they don't like them. I don't like them. And so they're reduced to, you know, going after it kind of legally, which means they know they're going to get challenges on a 20% tax hike because that's an illegal excise tax. And you can go to the foundations of the constitutions to understand how taxes can work and things like that and the foundation of those. So, you know, I'm much more I'm less reactionary on news with regards to the Second Amendment. I'm much more big picture analytical, like that's going to get challenged and that's going to get thrown out in the lower courts. But that's also an example of exposing them for what they want to do. And they're telling you what kind of policies they want. They want higher taxes on everybody. They want more expensive carbon fuels to force people into alternative fuels, even though the economy is not ready for alternative fuels. Seems to me it makes sense to do it opposite. You have an alternative energy solution available that's easily accessible and affordable for everybody. Then you start to reduce carbon. But no, we don't do smart things like that. We just force dumb policies on people. Yeah. So for me, the important part of this is to understand the fight. The vast majority of Americans are pro 2A and are not necessarily anti-abortion, but are like, this stuff's getting out of control with me for the way where these people want to go with even after birth abortions at this point. So, you know, there's the radicalization of the left is part of the messaging that has to be made sure that's talked about. And so for me, that's the important side of it as well, is making sure people understand they're telling us what they want to do. They want to take, they want the Constitution gone. The Constitution is in their way of their goals, irregardless of legality or whatever they want. That's what they want to do. So as long as we're focused on that, the vast majority of Americans will wake up to that, and then we're in a good place going into the election here.
Yeah, don't misunderstand me. I absolutely agree with you. I do believe that the Second Amendment is stronger than it ever has been. I do believe that it's going to be very difficult for them to actually pass that. My intention purely is to champion the support of groups like Gun Owners of America so that we can ensure that those legal battles are able to proceed. Take, for example, the pistol brace ban that was supposed to go into effect here in August, but now it's a final rule is supposed to come out in December. So if you have a pistol brace on a rifle right now, it's automatically going to make it an SBR, which means that that rifle will now become an NFA item. And if you have an NFA item and you don't register it, you're looking at a potential 10-year prison sentence and a $10,000 fine. So what they're trying to do there is to force probably everybody into some sort of amnesty period where you have to tell on yourself, register that gun with the federal government. And then, of course, you're going to be on a list for having that. Now, it's possible that they could just say pistol braces are not allowed and we're just not going to let you have them, at which point they might demand that everybody destroy or turn in their pistol braces. Now, even if that is challenged, that's going to take time. And what happens if they force everybody's pistol braces into the hands of the ATF and then the challenge happens? You know, are they going to buy everybody pistol braces back? I highly doubt it. That's going to be theft, in my opinion. So, you know, my intention here is to make sure that people are aware of the efforts of the federal government and the ATF to try to diminish our Second Amendment so that we can fight it and so we can adequately just be aware of what's going on. I believe that we are going to see additional cases coming, but again, It's only going to happen with groups like Gun Owners of America because they've got the power, the lawyers, they've got the money behind them. They're not the largest Second Amendment organization, but they're just the most vocal, and they have the best interests of Americans at heart. That's my opinion. Let me real quick before you say, let me just say where we go all 38 says thank you RP and Abe for all you do. Do you plan on interviewing Derek Johnson? God bless you both and your loved ones. I don't think I'm going to. I actually reached out to Derek the first day that he released that video, and he did not respond to me. He replied on Truth Social, and then he never got a hold of me on email. And since then, atmosphere that's developed around that whole situation has it's distasteful to me. I just don't want to put myself in the middle of it. So I think there's enough people that are giving Derek the attention. Strike Back Texas. Stockbroker Texas. Stockbroker Texas says, thanks for keeping the truth alive, Zach. Thank you. And go ahead, Abe.
I try to keep it on topic, so but anyways, I looked at the information from Derek, and, a lot of us had security clearances when we were in the service. When you're out of the service, you become a kind of a need to know, and you very rarely keep those clearances to a point where any kind of information that you receive is relevant. So for me, that's a red flag for me, if anybody trying to claim like that. And then again, you see these, a lot of new people coming up, and the argument is, well, they're obviously, they were laying low until now. I would keep an eye out for that kind of stuff, for new people popping up, trying to spread information. There's a lot of disinformation, especially going around on Telegram. A lot of people falling for the Telegram disinformation still. So keep an eye out for that, guys out there. You know, always check the information before you share it. I saw somebody talking about the United Kingdom getting rid of $20 and $50 notes. And so therefore it's the foundation of bringing in the digital currency. Actually, it's the similar to the United States getting rid of old $100 bills and putting in new $100 bills. Mm-hmm. But it's the story is being spun into, see, they're going after actual cash. No, they're actually just getting rid of old bills that are counterfeit, similar to what happened in India. And India ended up going to a full digital currency system because China put so much counterfeit money into their economy that it almost crashed the economy. So these are tactics being used out there that people aren't seeing. And, you know, United Kingdom is using issuing new bills, new notes to counter the counterfeit move to destroy economies as well.
Yeah. You know, and I will say this. I think that anybody who has like a theory or ideas that they want to put out there, they should be prepared for people to engage in a dialogue with them about it. And I get nervous when I see people reacting violently to people trying to engage in conversation that might challenge anything that they're saying. That's a red flag to me personally. I don't care who it is. Okay. I think that all of us, you know, that are creating content, all of us out there on Truth Social, if we're saying something publicly and somebody wants to say, well, what about this? And maybe it's this way. And, you know, couldn't we examine it this way? You know, if I immediately jump down somebody's throat and say, you know what, you know, I don't like you because you're telling me that maybe I said something that's wrong. I don't know. Maybe that's just me. Anyways. Oh, hey, Shell Out 9 says, Zach, I'm moving to Jacksonville. I'm a massage therapist of 13 years and never work on vaxxed people. Would love to treat you to a free massage. Awesome. Send me an email. That's great. I could use a massage, that's for sure. All right, let's move on past the drama stuff, because I don't like drama, and that's what I'm trying to stay away from. I want everybody to get along, and I think that we need to be able to enter into a dialogue with each other, and we need to be able to discuss our ideas, support our opinions and assertions, and if there is factual evidence to back them up, then we can bring that to the table and we can all talk. You know, that's why I had Patel and Ivan on the show together, because they had differing opinions, and I felt that we could all have a conversation without it getting nasty, and I feel like it really did amongst us three.
Oh, that was great, dude. I listened to it very carefully, and you're absolutely right. I mean, you know, when I had Patel on at the very beginning of Devolution, I was analyzing his information and looking at it as plausible at the very least, and, you know, just understanding, not knowing what the American public will be told about the truth about all this stuff. He engaged with me in a debate of ideas, understanding that I disagree with him. And so, if you know, anytime you see somebody who's not interested in discussing or debating the information they're presenting, that's usually a red flag. But again, yeah. You're right. The bigger picture about it is the information itself. And as we move forward here, you know, there's a lot of interesting stuff happening. The most important thing, obviously, is that we stay focused on the election and the election integrity issues, because a lot of that stuff has been very impressive at the local level about what people, activists at the grassroots level, have been able to get accomplished here in Wisconsin, Michigan, Arizona, Utah, other states that are not as necessarily, you know, swing states, Ohio, Florida, obviously, many other places. A lot of really good election integrity stuff has happened, and people are activated at the grassroots level.
Yes.
That's really heartening to see at the bigger picture of what's coming for us going into the fall here.
So I think we should talk about the Queen now, because this is an interesting bit of news that's come out today. People have been saying for a long time that the Queen is probably dead. And to me, you know, I mean, I guess what I'm interested in is the way news comes out, the timing of news. I'm interested to see how the announcement interplays with other events that are taking place. So if the Queen died, say, 6 months ago, that's less important to me than the fact that they're announcing it now. I ask the question, you know, what is special about now? Why is it happening at this point? She hasn't been seen for a while, and it was kind of assumed that she was in poor health. I mean, the woman's, what, 92? She's up there, you know. And so today it was announced that, or yesterday, I think the Queen was supposed to make an appearance, and they said that, you know, she's not feeling well. She's going to stay home. Today it comes out that she is under the care of doctors, and they're worried about her health. And, of course, all of the royal family are rushing to Balmoral Castle to be by her side. When that happens, I mean, that's like, I think about what happened in my family. When my dad got sick, there was a point at which everybody knew that we had to be there because he was probably going to go. And I've seen it in a number of other families. You know, I mean, it's just, that's the way that it works. So either she died previously, and this is a ruse that they're trying to, you know, create this narrative around, or she's really dying today. But either way, at the end of the day, the Queen is probably dead or going to be announced to have died today. Now, Abe, I know that you had said that something like 6 months ago, you had thought, this sounds to me like the Queen is dead. What was it that that made you think that perhaps she was no longer with us?
I was just looking to see if I could find it. I can't remember exactly when it was, but there was just, you know, like you said, a news announcement that didn't seem right. And it said something about the Queen's health. And, you know, usually that's like a media moniker for something good's not happened, and we can't talk about it yet. So, but who knows? It's interesting that one of the first things that comes up is Phil Godlowski talking about the Queen's dead.
Oh yeah,
that's pretty hilarious. So he'll make sure he'll use that as a you know, told you so. But nonetheless, if you pay attention close to the news and you see how the news talks about stuff, you understand when they talk about health issues and things like that, that's usually a sign of something else. But nonetheless, what's interesting, like you said, is more importantly, is the timing. For instance, did you know that President Trump's raid on a Mar-a-Lago happened in like February?
What?
The court.
A human catastrophe is closing in. Nobody knows how far this one is going to go. You can feel the heat as tension is rising globally. War is expensive. Open a Noble Gold Investments IRA today, and you can claim a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Just use the promo code GOLD. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
The court dates.
Oh, that was when they got approval to do it. Yeah.
The court, well, I don't know how fast it happened, but the court dates talk about in February, the original court documents talk about the information already being assessed in before February 20th of this year. So again, the timing of that going into the election season, obviously being used as a weapon to try to discredit MAGA and President Trump. And now the timing of this looks to me like it's a state funeral week distraction needed for obviously information upcoming, maybe about international ties to trying to destroy President Trump, because that's kind of that big next thing that's coming, I think, for the public that hasn't been really paying close attention to it. And that is the reality that foreign intelligence agencies and governments and high level governments all around that were supposed to be our allies were a big part of Spygate and trying to destroy President Trump. So maybe we're looking at some type of a distraction needed for information that's going to be coming out. So everyone keep an eye out for what the story is they're trying to distract from and keep that in the number one, hashtag, so to speak.
I absolutely agree. Now, Disclosed.tv is reporting that the Queen has, in fact, died just 1 minute ago. They posted it. So I'm absolutely not surprised. And I think you're right, Abe. I think that the announcing the death of a head of state, state funeral is obviously going to be held for her. And we are in a very precarious time right now. So to me, the interesting story is, what are they trying to distract from? So with the Queen's death being announced, there is undoubtedly going to be other things that happen in the news that are going to be overshadowed as a result of this. You can bet that MSNBC, CNN, Fox News, all of the usual players are going to focus almost exclusively on this. Now, London Bridge happens, obviously, because, she's 96, pardon me. She's been on the throne for 70 years. London Bridge is the plan that the British government has in place for the transfer of power. So if I'm not mistaken, Prince Charles is going to be crowned the King of England. I wonder if anything's going to happen with Andrew. Will Andrew even be allowed at the ceremony, or is he going to be relegated to the back of the bus? I mean, I saw a picture earlier of Prince Andrew along with several other members of the royal family being whisked to the Balmoral Castle to be with the Queen. So I don't know. The important thing here is that the Queen is no longer alive, and we've got to see what else is going to pop up in its place. I don't know, Abe, are you seeing anything else that looks to be cover-up worthy?
I'm going to keep a close eye and look at for the show tonight at 4 Central. Usually you'll see a trickle of one or two things, and maybe not till what's today? So maybe a Friday release, something like that, or a weekend release. If there's something that's out there, they usually try to bury it. So look for, a Friday afternoon release or a weekend, Saturday morning, late Friday night release, something like that. Going into next week, a lot of us who believe that we've been trained for this, I believe that part of the QOP was to train anons and people that are presenters and thinkers and those that do the digging to verify theories and to dig into theories and to look into stuff, information more. I do believe that we were kind of trained for this kind of time where we're going into what appears to be everyone losing their mind. If you go out to the stores and you look around, and it's just like that, everything seems odd. I talked to several people. I think we talked about this last week, where I'm just talking to people like on the streets and stuff. And I'm like, does it not seem like everything, like a switch flipped or something? Mm-hmm. And then you see the news that CERN may be shutting down with the idea that there may be more happening, excuse me, with regards to CERN and the Hadron Collider than meets the eye as far as that stuff goes. So it depends on what level of awakening you're at to understand how comfy or how scared you are. And in the meantime, if you're looking at people who are pushing fear narratives or are pushing the sky is falling narratives, maybe just not take it as much to heart. Don't let that stuff affect you, because you're going to see for the next month, mark my words, you're going to see a major push to try to keep people on edge or in fear or at each other's throats in any kind of way possible, because they have to have people on edge like that. So watch as half of the American public or the world stares, 12 hours a day of footage of the Queen's funeral. For some reason, the ceremony, people just absolutely love the whole ceremony around all of that stuff. But watch as the vast majority of the public sees that shiny object and just stares at it the whole weekend, but then watch for something else too. That I don't know, man. It's just an interesting time. A lot of the markers that the Anons and people who pay attention to this stuff are really kind of feeling pretty comfy by all this. And that's what's interesting to see for me, is not just, you know, presenters like ourselves who are in deep of it and in front of a mic, but a lot of people very interested to see, you know, like the comfy side of them, if that makes sense.
No, absolutely. Now, if we're looking at this in terms of chess, obviously the queen being removed from the board is the ultimate move. And, you know, I mean, perhaps this has something to do with a sort of power shift that we're going to see take place over the face of the earth. Certainly, as we move into this next election, we have the opportunity to really shift the balance of power here in the United States. I will say this. It's also interesting that they also have a new prime minister at the same time. And clearly, because they have this energy crisis that's taking place over there in Europe with the war between Russia and the Ukraine, the United Kingdom, the new prime minister, has lifted the ban on fracking. I think that will certainly be good for the people of the UK. But this is just one of those things I think we're going to have to watch play out. I saw an interesting picture yesterday that I meant to speak about on Occam's Razor, but the new UK health minister she's this like overweight elderly woman. It just didn't appear to really line up with the idea of the picture perfect example of health. I will say this. This is what I titled the show here. Was this story about Robert Tellis. Robert Tellis is a politician in Las Vegas. Clearly, Las Vegas has been a center of corruption in America for quite some time. He has just been arrested for murder, suspicion of murder, rather, I should say, for the murder of a reporter at the Las Vegas Review-Journal. His name is Jeff German. Here is a picture of them side by side. Tellis with the bald head, Jeff German with the goatee. So Jeff German was stabbed to death recently on the front lawn of his home. There was a person of interest that was announced, somebody wearing a big floppy straw hat, kind of an oddly specific and very identifiable shirt. It looked like the kind of shirt that you would wear if you were working on the side of the road. Like it had like the signal lines on it. It was bright orange, and this person was carrying a bag. It's interesting because Tellis had a number of articles written about him by Jeff German. And I think that Jeff German could be said to be responsible for Tellis losing his primary race that was recently held because he exposed Tellis for having been engaged in an inappropriate sexual relationship with a subordinate, among a number of other corrupt actions that he had been taking during his time in office. So it seems pretty likely that Tellis probably blamed German for his loss. And, you know, I mean, it's a Democrat politician killing a journalist. I think it's very indicative of the times we're living in, Abe. You know, I mean, where the left and the radical left and the Democrats believe they have some sort of moral imperative. And if you were to actually call into question the actions of any of these corrupt politicians, apparently your life isn't worth the spit on the bottom of their shoe. They have no problem murdering and taking people off the board. And I don't think this is the first time this has probably happened. Certainly in Las Vegas with the mob ties and all of that money. You know, I've often said that doing this line of work, this kind of work is dangerous. And people have called into question my statement there, you know, saying, oh, you know, it's just an article. It's just, you know, he's just a small reporter. You know, this is a guy who wrote three articles and then was murdered by a Democrat politician who is the subject of the articles. When we're talking about money, Abe, millions of dollars for a single individual, billions of dollars for a criminal enterprise, what wouldn't they do to protect that? Who knows what the next article by Jeff German was going to say about Robert Tellis? But this just goes to show you that by speaking the truth, man, you are putting yourself in the crosshairs.
Yeah. Imagine, for instance, if if you were speaking some truths and they threatened to traffic your wife or stuff like that. You know, they can really do a lot of things to try to manipulate you into saying things or doing things that maybe you don't want to do. And that's interesting to watch how that plays out. If you remember the Panama Papers, the great journalist down in South America, I want to say Argentinian journalist, maybe something like that. She was murdered in a car bomb. Seth Rich, bringing truth to light with regards to the Clinton Foundation and the criminality involved with them. And that stuff coming to light now, murdered. You look at what's happened to Cheryl Atkinson and Sarah Carter and Eric Bolling.
Did to Liz Crokin.
Liz Crokin. I mean, you know, the Eric Bolling story. I don't know if you guys know the Eric Bolling story. It's horrific on so many levels. And so it gives you an idea of what you're up against. You're up against people who will do anything to include murder and destruction of families and lives to stop people from talking about truths. That's the reality of the world we're living in today. And so it's, you know, it's very hard for a lot of people to focus on the information that's presented with stuff like that. When you have a journalist that's exposing somebody for the truths of who they are, and then that person gets upset. Well, you caused that to lose the election. What, the truth about you caused, you know, it's the typical childish mentality. Well, you told people the truth, so therefore it's your fault, not my fault for my actions. That same kind of mentality, man. So, you know, we're going through a time in our lives and in this country and around the world right now where it's almost a literal pick a side style thing. I mean, you don't have to believe in a specific religion, but you do have to have a foundation of something deep inside of you that believes that there's something bigger on this planet that meets the eye. There is a God of some kind. You are not your own God. That part of this life that we've been talking about kind of on my channel and with you, man, is such an important part of it, of how it's playing itself out in the public sphere right now. So when worlds collide is kind of what I see on this picture, man. And it's hard not to talk about it because I kind of see it everywhere I go. The people who believe they are their own gods, weird stuff's happening around the planet, and it looks like an interdimensional battle almost. Am I wrong? It does seem like it, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. No, these are dangerous times. You know, truly, the old adage, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. I mean, that's exactly what we're seeing right now. Yes, for all the new people in the audience, yes, we did announce that the Queen is dead. The Queen has officially announced as having died. This is a little clip here showing Robert Tellez returning home from the police station. He's wearing a white Tyvek suit because the police took all of his clothing when they brought him in for questioning. He was due in court today. I don't know if it's already happened or if it's going to happen later today. But apparently, when the police searched his home, they did find bloody items there. Now, I've never murdered somebody, and I never will. This screams hubris to me. The idea that this Democrat politician thought that in his city, in Las Vegas, he could go and murder this journalist of 40 years, somebody who was doing good work, that he could murder him and then just get away scot-free, didn't even feel the need to get rid of, to get rid of the evidence. Let's take a listen to this. As long as it plays.
Breaking it for county official Rob Tellez returning home this afternoon in a paper jumpsuit. Sources tell 8 News Now investigators had spent part of the day questioning him about the murder of Review Journal investigative reporter Jeff Gehrman. Good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us at 4. I'm Kirsten Joyce.
And I'm Brian Loftus.
Here is another clip of him coming in there. Hopefully he has better audio.
Can you comment?
Murder? Did you do this?
Why did police tow away your vehicle?
Do you have a comment?
Now, obviously, Abe, everybody is innocent until proven guilty. But it seems like they have enough evidence to convict this guy. This is a travesty. It's a major setback. This is the kind of thing that happens in authoritarian regimes, you know? I mean, think about how many times over the years journalists have been gunned down in, like, Russia or Eastern Europe, places like that. You know, that's what we are heading towards. That is the... That's the legacy of the Democrats here in America. And that's why we have to be vigilant and we have to make sure that we do everything we can. You were saying earlier, getting activated at the local level. We can't afford to have these psychopaths in office any longer. Okay. I think that the time for them to be gone was a long time ago. So continue to move forward.
The, the optics too is kind of funny to watch. You have the FBI, you have Ray, you have all of these, you know, the DOJ putting out all of these domestic terrorist monikers of parents at school board meetings and activists who love the country and the Constitution. Anybody who dares talk about the truth, you know, that whole thing. You have that kind of optics of that playing itself out in the public sphere. And then you have time and time again. You know, the Democrats shooter at the congressional baseball game. You have all of these people who the mainstream media instantly jumps to, must be a MAGA Republican. And then it comes out the next day or something like that, or even that day now, that it's not. So part of the optics of that playing itself out in the public sphere, a lot of people are seeing that over and over again. And how it's discrediting the mainstream media, that's an important thing to watch, too, as what you're kind of seeing that reversal of the psychosis control of the media. These kind of stories are put in there to you know what I'm saying? They're used to further kind of reduce that control of the media. And so that's interesting to watch as Anons in the alternative media community work very effectively at countering those narratives. So, that, you know, that, interesting kind of side note on that as well. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. So we are almost at the end of the show, guys. I had a couple of more stories about notable psychopaths in public office holding positions of public authority and trust. Dr. Fauci, that's one of them. I talked about this yesterday on my appearance on 412's show. Meant to talk about it on Occam's, just never got to it. But there was a major victory. We have that case with Missouri and Louisiana, and if I'm not mistaken, a couple of other states may have joined as well. But they are suing the social media giants because there was a lot of suppression of information, what they would call misinformation, and what we would call objective fact. Okay. When we're trying to discuss what's happening in the news, the health and wellness of the people of America, Anthony Fauci has been given 21 days to turn over all of the emails that he sent and received between him and these social media giants, actively working to suppress information and newsworthy items. You know, Dr. Fauci, he was part of the cover-up from the very beginning. Clearly, if it comes out that he was involved in the creation of COVID-19, regardless of how deadly it was, it shut down the country. A lot of people lost everything. It put us into a recession that we are living through right now. Inflation is out of control. I think we can all take it back to the beginning here with Anthony Fauci. Now, if people had been allowed to talk about this stuff openly, if we had known where to lay the blame, and if we could have actually discussed the true nature of this stuff from the very beginning, I think it's possible we could have avoided all that stuff. Now, hindsight's 2020. We can't do that. We can't go back and relive the past. But what we can do is hold people like Dr. Anthony Fauci accountable. Dr. Fauci, as a government employee, working on behalf of the United States government to suppress the First Amendment rights of millions of Americans all over the nation, can be held accountable. This is a violation of our civil rights. And so Dr. Anthony Fauci and a number of other people, I think there was 50 some odd agencies within the United States government that were involved in this free speech suppression taking place all over. You know, this is nothing new. Our speech is suppressed on a daily basis. We lost accounts. We lost years of content. You know, and Dr. Anthony Fauci is somebody who's at the heart of it. So for him to have 21 days to turn over all this stuff. It's going to be very soon before we see this stuff starting to come out. And believe me, this is going to change everything. And this case, I believe, has the opportunity to really affect some massive change here.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Hard Knock News, thanks for joining us here today. I appreciate you. I'm very 40,000 foot view with all of this stuff. And I see why it had to be this way. The optics of this playing itself out under the guise of a Biden administration versus it playing itself out under the guise of a Trump administration.
I agree.
It makes so much sense that there is a secondary shadow government in place that's making sure that, you know, this doesn't devolve into a nuclear war, right? There's the fear tactics of all that being pushed, but there's clearly, to me, rational people in charge, because the decisions that are being made just are, you know, the bigger picture of it all, right? Secondarily, how they're having to secure their rat line fundings has been drying up on a very serious level. There was an important story that I've been meaning to talk about. In March of this year in Russia, there was a mass arrest of FSB spies. It is probably the most untalked about story that went under the radar that came across my research recently sitting around. If you think about what's happened in Russia, what happened in Saudi Arabia, there was also some recent talk about stuff happening with the CCP. I do believe that there are bigger things happening behind the scenes, and the exposure of Fauci and the NIH and the collusion with Big Pharma, all that stuff, I do believe that the criminality involved with that stuff could lead to a Nuremberg-style trial thing going into the future here, because how can it not? Mm-hmm. It's exactly what the Nazis tried to do in the 40s. So, you know, the time that we're living through, if we stick on that kind of big picture view of the news and how it's playing itself out, this is another example for me, of not necessarily maybe devolution as defined by devolution, but the idea of a continuity of government, the idea that there's bigger things in play than meets the eye. And the only way they're able to get their funding right now is using the Ukraine war to raise money to launder through, mm-hmm. you know, U.S. taxpayer dollars through weapons and everything else, right? The rest of the rat lines, the McCain rat lines, the Bush rat lines, the Cheney rat lines, the Clinton rat lines through trafficking routes, even those are being exposed and stopped at the border, even though there's obviously clearly an invasion happening in our country right now. Yeah. So all of that stuff to me is a big picture idea of this fight and why this election is the most important thing out there that we get involved. Because imagine if we are able to turn Congress into what it should be, a true representative government of the people, and these people actually are representative of the wishes of the American people. Imagine what happens when that robot gets put in place and a veto proof majority is put into place. Mm-hmm. If that were to happen, watch how quickly everything changes going into early next year. This is what the fight is right now, and this is why it's so important that we continue to expose the left for what they're doing and their policies that they're trying to put into place, which is what's been happening over this two-year period. They've exposed themselves in a very high-level way, using their mainstream media to expose them for their garbage policies, to the point where they're pushing blue dog rational Democrats to a point where they're done with it. They're beyond done with it. So, I see a hopeful story in the news today, even though the news on some level is tragic on with regards to the journalists and things like that and other stuff, the Queen and things like that. But I see, you know, the other side of that as well. So I appreciate you guys very much. We're at the top of the hour, uncensoredave.com. First of all, real quick, those of you that have heard about what's happening with my story and major changes happening in my life I'm just going through a lot of turmoil right now. And like a lot of people are, Patel Patriot is, there are several others in the community who have lost children and family members through this time. And so we're going through a very hard time as a community and as a group of people. And you all have come together in a very much a where we go one, we go all sense of wrapping me in your hearts and prayers. And those hearts and prayers and thoughts alone have helped lift me up to help me keep through this time. And then recently there has been some donations from our brothers at 1AP and others who have been reaching out to help pay for shelter over my head while I'm going through this time. And so I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, all of you that have understood that, you know, in this public life, like Zach said earlier, you know, half of me, most of my show is semi-reality. It's just talking about the life around me. So, you know, when I talk about what's happening in my life with people and stuff, it's just kind of the way that my show has evolved. But not everybody knows the bigger picture truly of everything that's happening in people's lives. You know, there's been others in our community that have gone through tough times, have kind of like pulled back and had some things happen to them. And not everybody knows the true story. I just hope that we as a community and as all continue to remember that love side of it. Let's not judge people if we don't understand the true stories, the bigger picture of things. Let's continue to wrap people in love and prayers. And those of you that have helped put a roof over my head and, you know, put some frozen dinners in the freezer, God bless you all from the bottom of my heart. Thank you. And you're just, this community, again, just reminds me, Zach, about why what we're doing is definitely in the right path. Our true north is definitely aligned with the right side of history. And so forget about all the other stuff. Forget about the drama. Just remember that the bigger picture of what's happening is something very huge that we're living through, all of us together. And we just have to make sure that we're sticking together through this. And if we can do that, things are going to be amazing going into the future. And it's just, you know, you got to hit hard times, right? You got to go through some rough times before you can get to that winning atmosphere that we had kind of going into the midterms or going into the election last year, right? That kind of momentum that we had, that spirit, the core, that love for country, love for fellow man, it was building at such a high level that it had to be stopped. They had to try to stop that. And then if you look at why it had to be this way, you should feel much better and more comfortable about it. But remember, they're going to continue to push fear in some kind of way. There's going to be events that play themselves out in the media. Let's just make sure we're doing our due diligence. Let's not react. Let's slow down and let's allow the process to play itself out. And with that, I want to say much love and God bless you all. Zach, thanks for having me on this Thursday as you do every day. I hope you have a blessed day in your audience. God bless you all. Thank you for joining us here today.
Absolutely. And I agree with everything Abe said. You know, I mean, trials and tribulations allow us to appreciate the victories that much more. And we truly are moving towards the full, I believe, removal of this deep state global criminal cabal that has been controlling America and the world for so long. I think absolutely it had to be exposed fully under the Biden regime, because if it would have come out under Donald Trump, think about how much we exposed under Donald Trump, how much just got pushed to the wayside and how badly they just continued to fight back. It's going to be undeniable. By the time Joe Biden leaves or is forced out of office, it will be undeniable just how deep the corruption ran in this country, and it will be undeniable who was directly behind it. Let's go ahead and go through the thank yous over here on the Foxhole. Nikki the Greek, thank you for that cookie. Chatty KC says, London Bridges flips. It's all our way. Ohio Kimmy, thanks for the cookie. Karen Harris says, you do a great job. Thank you. Bitch Toria dropping a cookie. Trash Man Green as well. Liberty Bell says, God bless you both. Always a great show. Filter Dog 1 says, change in narrative time. Space Coast Patriot says, just announced on News Radio, the Queen has died. Who cares? Says, hello, Abe and Zach. Filter Dog 1 says the reporter had info on the Vegas shooting. That's pretty interesting. I'll look into that. Cozy Bear says, love you too and all you do. And then Warrior Mima says, God bless you both. Thank you for all you do. And then I think that's it. Yeah, got nothing else. And then what was it? There was something else. Oh, gosh, I don't know. Doesn't matter. I'll be back a little bit later today, guys. And until that time, we'll see you then. Thank you for the cookies and the gold pills. The comments, the scratching has been released. All right, guys, we will see you later. Good luck and God bless.
forgot to say, you guys, I watched my son Hunter last night, and it was awesome. I highly recommend you catch it.